فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. We begin as usual by acknowledging, by confronting ourselves with the one truth and only truth, that there is no Lord worthy of our worship, truly and faithfully, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator and our sustainer, and that there is no prophet, and that the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his last and final prophet. He is the final messenger, prophet to all mankind, to all the jinn, to all the ins, to all the alameen, to all the one, the worlds, to me, myself, everyone we know and beyond, inshaAllah, and the last prophet to come until the end of time. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zidwa ba'afiq alayhi. Before I say any words, I advise the poor speaker in front of you, inshaAllah, and everyone here and beyond, to hold in your hearts taqwa. Taqwa, that beautiful balance of righteousness, consciousness, duty to Allah, fear of Allah, love of Allah, hope in Allah, devotion to Allah, submission to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His noble Quran, can be translated as, for you who believe, hold in yourselves taqwa. In a true matter, in a true manner, it can be held and do not meet your demise, your death, your end, except in that state of submission, of that state of Islam. Allah guide me and you to end our lives in that state of Islam. Ameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد, as to what follows. Alhamdulillah, if we're living our life and we're trying to guide ourselves by this message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we grow up learning some stories. And one of the famous stories is that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Mecca, left his original birthplace, and then went to Medina, to Yathrib, and Medina Munawwara. So he made a migration. So I want us to think a little bit today about migration. Not immigration, we're not talking about politics. Migration. The word, if you've studied it in Sirah, in the journey of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is hijrah. So when we think hijrah, normally we think traveling. Normally we start thinking, oh, what did the Prophet do Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And the question sometimes that strikes us, especially in turbulent times, is, well, if the Prophet ﷺ made hijrah, made this migration, does that mean you and I, whenever something is bad, we have to start packing and leaving? So that's the question today, inshallah. So first, definitions. Hijrah in Arabic comes from the word hajara. Hajara isn't actually to go somewhere. It actually, hajara shaykh. It means to leave something behind. That's what hijrah means. So I'm going to use these terms interchangeably today. Hijrah, hajara, immigration to something, migration away from something, being on a journey, or traveling. All synonymous, inshallah. Firstly, we want to take some lessons from what the Prophet actually did. So how he actually packed and left. And as usual in our talks, inshallah, we want to say, rather than me thinking about the troubles of the whole world and of the whole ummah, and how the ummah has to be better, and this country has to do better, and this president has to do better, how about I start with me, myself, and I? So today is, how can I make that hijrah? How can I make that migration? So let's start here. Firstly, let's clear out the ambiguousness of, am I supposed to make hijrah or not? That's first one. Now, is it incumbent upon you? Is it wajib? Is it fard? Is it a must? Is it an obligation for you to leave? The good news is no. So there's circumstances. For instance, if I can't pray, if I can't hold my faith, at a minimum hold my faith, and a bit more than that, and be able to have da'wah, or be able to speak openly about my faith, so I have no faith security, then in Islam, you have to travel. You have to leave where you are. If you cannot, alhamdulillah, we are praying. If you can't pray and say to people that you're praying or you're going to the masjid, if you're scared for your faith, you have to leave. You have to make hijrah. That's obligation. Second category. What if it's what can it be if migration is encouraged? The scholars of fiqh say, you don't have to leave if you're not fearful for your faith, but if you are absolutely certain, and no one can be absolutely certain, if you're absolutely certain that you cannot uphold your faith to the degree that you want in the country that you are, then it's better for you to leave. But you have to be absolutely certain, because the second category is, you and I are free to travel wherever we like. When is it disliked now to travel? When is it makruh, disliked for me to leave where I am? A'udhu billahi. If I was to leave, and I think something in my life is going to be less valuable by me leaving, whether it's my community, whether it's motives in the area that I live, my family, my relatives, if any of that falls a little bit behind by me leaving, then it becomes discouraged for you to leave straight away. And when it is haram for you to leave, it is haram for you to leave, it's harmful for you to leave where you are, if you're leaving from a better situation to a worse situation, obviously. So none of us have to leave, inshallah. We all have this beautiful mosque, musalla, we all have the Jum'ah, alhamdulillah, we're not moving physically anyway. Then what are we supposed to learn from the travelling of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The first lesson. In the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey, before he even thought of where else can I go, he was oppressed in Mecca. So what would he do? He would then send some of his companions radiallahu anhum to Abyssinia, to Africa, to Habesha. Lesson for us here. Before you take any step, do a test run. What the Prophet did, he sent a little batch to test out what could it be like for my ummah to flourish in a particular way. So lesson number one, before you plan anything, before you think about even something, do a test. What does it look like? What does it feel like? How can I try it out? Another lesson, inshaAllah. The Prophet, although he loved many places, he did have connections to Yathrib, but he didn't just think of it in his head and go. He waited for Allah to tell him, I give you now permission, the oppression is too much, now you go. A lesson for us, inshaAllah. Think of it in your head, test it out, but you have to wait for Allah to say, this is the best thing for you now. Rushing is never a good thing for a Muslim. I'll take a break from the idea of physical hijrah now with a verse, inshaAllah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يهاجر في سبيل الله يجد في الأرض مراغما كثيرا وسعا ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله. Before we get a little bit more conscious and subconscious to talk about the other things, first, just know a glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells you, whatever you plan to do, this is, we're just talking about it in physical traveling, physical movement. Whatever you plan to do, if you call it in yourselves a journey towards Allah, a type of physical movement towards what's better for me, then Allah says to you, you will find openness in front of you. That's one. And then if you leave your house, just to think about it physically, if you leave your house with that intention, for Allah's sake and as best as Allah alayhi wa sallam, and what's the worst case scenario that can happen when you're trying to find something better? You die? Allah says, if you leave for this hijrah, I'm still thinking physically and not physically, but just stay with me. If you leave out of your house with that intention of moving towards something better, and the worst thing happens, you die, then don't think about what your reward is. Your reward is with Allah. That's from the circuit of Allah. Now let me say, if we're not leaving to somewhere else, then why are we talking about hijrah anyway? This is where the scholars break down migration, hijrah, traveling, being on a journey to two other aspects. If this place is okay, I don't need to run for my life, then what am I traveling? Where am I traveling to? There is, other than hijrah to al-makan, there is hijrah to al-hal. There is a migration for your condition. So I am in a condition. Before we make examples, this condition is what place in my life I'm at, the circle of friends I'm in, the situations I'm in, the mindset I'm in. That's all your condition. Changing that condition is also a type of migration. And to get even trickier, there is also hijratun nafsi anil amal. So that making myself move, making myself go on this journey, of only me, myself, and I, away from a particular deed. And this is what I want to focus on today. Remember, we're not going to try to solve all the ummah's problems if we don't start with ourselves. Let's start with ourselves. Let's do this group exercise together, inshallah. Firstly, we learned hijrah is to leave something behind. So the first thing we have to think of is, I have to pick something to leave. That is the metaphorical Mecca for us. And then I have to pick something to go to. Because to move from A to B, you need to know what A is and you need to know what B is. So pick all of us in our heads now. Pick something you want to move from and something you want to move to. And now I want to dissect these some things. The ulama say there are four categories you can pick these things in. Either the rights of Allah and or the rights of the worshippers, the people around you. So let me make four examples, and everyone here make four examples in your heads of something you want to leave from and leave to. So, the rights of Allah can be something we do with our bodies or something that nobody can see. So in the rights of Allah, I know that I do with my body a few pages of Quran, a few rak'ahs, a few minutes, something physical. So I want to do, rather than 2 minutes, I want to do 20 minutes. Have you picked something in your head? I'll now make my example. I read this much Quran during the week. I want to double that. That's my hijrah from half to double. That's physical. Now, staying with Allah, something inside me that no one can see. I, when I look at other Muslims, start thinking, they pray better than me. How come they pray? I have this envy, this bad envy. No, I think of them and say they look better, they're richer. This is just an example. So you will pick something in your head for Allah's sake to travel from. And then you will give yourself a destination. You will say, I want to, when I do that, catch myself and say an ayah of the Quran. Catch myself and say, Alhamdulillah. Catch myself and say, I'm alive. Catch myself and say, Subhanallah, for the beauty of the world, I don't have to fix myself. That's another example. Now, another category. حقوق العباد. Something that is your right for other people, or sorry, your right unto other people, that is physical. I want to be less miserly with my money. Difficult money. People need money sometimes. Sometimes we find beggars. Sometimes the online forums come up. A mosque is building, and I keep thinking, not today. This is for Allah's sake, but the mosque won't get built if we don't chip in. So rather than being miserly, give yourself a destination. Maybe look, every three posts I see, the third one, I won't think about it. I'll just do it. That's an action. Give yourself a source and give yourself a destination. And the trickiest one now, how can I be better to the people around me in actions that nobody sees? My example is, maybe, mashallah, the few hundred Muslims that I see, it's never occurred to me to pray for them secretly. It's never occurred to me to say, subhanAllah, this brother is a beautiful brother, but I see him struggling with work. Allah give him a better job. I've never occurred to me. So why be so miserly with that dua? Nobody can see this. This is just your right, an action for other people. So that's the destination. Sorry, that's the source. Give yourself a destination. Give yourself an action. Silly, I know. Okay, from now on, every week I'm going to see a particular sheikh's post, and rather than saying, great, I post it, I'm going to just have a second to say, Alhamdulillah, Allah increase the sheikh, make me closer to the sheikh's knowledge, etc. Something inside you. So inshallah, what do we do today? This migration that the Prophet ﷺ said, did. He did go from a physical place of Mecca to a physical place of Medina. You and I don't have to leave here because we're not forced to. Alhamdulillah, we can practice openly. So what are we migrating from? We're migrating from something that only you can promise yourself what that is. And what are you migrating to? Again, only you can tell yourself where you're migrating to. And these can be ways that people can see. And these can be ways that people can't see. Again, I'm going to repeat the same verse. Alhamdulillah, I've got quite a few verses in the hadith to go to, but the time doesn't permit. So I'm just going to focus again on this simple verse. ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا الى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع اجره على الله. Word by word. Whoever leaves their house, muhajir, making this journey, making this travel, we've covered all types of ways you can travel every single day in your mind, with others, in yourself, towards Allah, actions, thoughts. The ayah says, whoever is on that journey, on that hijrah, and then what's the worst thing you can think of? Death, and then you die? Allah will take care of your reward. Allah make you and I, inshaAllah, muhajireen. Some of those people that are always traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always trying to be on that journey. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. I say these words and I ask Allah's forgiveness. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. الحمد لله. الحمد لله وكفى. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله الذي اصطفى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Let's ask Allah and say Ameen. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْغَفَّارُ رَبَّنَا أَفْرِغْ عَلَيْنَا صَبْرًا وَتَوَفَّنَا مُسْلِمِينَ آمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Just a reminder as well, inshallah, brothers, always keep your donations open for this place, inshallah, to continue the struggle.
Sorry, I was late. Sorry, this one.